Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. Political unrest and economic strain continue to affect everyday Iranians, yet many are finding hope in Jesus. Then, a summer spark turns into a year-long calling as young Native American leaders discover who they are in Christ. That story in just a few moments. But first, the United States and Iran had a third round of nuclear talks yesterday as Washington seeks to block Iran's nuclear program. And Tehran wants sanctions lifted. Yet the Iranian regime is still dealing with threats of revolution at home and growing opposition abroad. We spoke with Edwin Keshush Abnous with Heart for Iran, a ministry spreading the gospel in Iran through Christian programming and Bible distribution. From his perspective,
there is one major element that is necessary for revolution is defection from inside of the government. If that does not happen, the fact that revolution is going to take a positive turn, there's a good chance it won't happen until there is a military and outside foreign intervention.
Behind the headlines, pray for the suffering Iranian people.
I want to pray that this can be negotiated or something happens within the country, within the regime. And also, I want to pray for the economy not to be affected more than what it is affected now, because at the end, regular population are being affected and their livelihood is in danger and they're really struggling to have a regular and safe life.
The only sure hope is Christ. Heart for Iran says new Iranian Christians are being baptized. Ultimately, pray for open gospel doors. Then, the United States ordered the evacuation of non-essential personnel from its embassy in Beirut, Lebanon this week. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International calls it a thermometer check on the growing U.S.-Iran tensions. Iran's proxy group Hezbollah stands in Lebanon as the U.S. amasses its largest military buildup in the Middle East since before the 2003 Iraq War. Yet Hosni says candidly,
in Lebanon, we're used to the U.S. embassy having us at like DEFCON 4 all the time, like do not travel to Lebanon kind of thing. And then we just keep coming in and out and we live there. And that's business as usual for us.
Hosni says the 15-month ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has seen over 10,000 strikes on southern and eastern Lebanon.
So we're kind of already in a state of war that's not called war. It's called a ceasefire.
In all this, Lebanon's Christians have faithfully served Christ with many whose lives have been upended. Hosni lists Alawites from Syria, Shia Muslims, and traditional Christians whom God has stirred to seek him through different crises. Horizons International partners with Lebanon's evangelical churches to resource and equip gospel ministry.
Let's pray for boldness for the local churches, for faithfulness in preaching the word in all circumstances.
Then, every summer, Hutchcraft Ministries on Eagle's Wings program takes a team of young Native American leadership students across the country to do ministry with different Native tribes. Weston Francis, with Hutchcraft Ministries, says,
at the beginning of the month, you have young people who are shy, scared, not sure if they're even fit to share Jesus' message. But by the end of the month, these same young people, we have to drag them back on the bus because they're still out there in the middle of the night, still trying to tell people about Jesus.
After growing in the summer program, students often realize they want more time with On Eagle's Wings.
They want someone to intentionally spend time with them, intentionally disciple them, and intentionally be there. And so we created the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center to do so. It's a gap year program. And we get to spend a whole year diving into God's word on different topics. But a big part of it is talking about their identity in Christ and giving them a firm foundation.
Please pray for these students that their faith will continue to grow during the program and that God will use them in unexpected ways. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.